you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 AM. We're going to focus on the local sports scene for this particular segment. The Emory Lady Spartans Soccer Squad, terrific season. In fact, they ended just one goal shy of at least earning a share of the region championship. Unfortunately, they fell victim to the upset bug last Wednesday, falling to Carbon 2-1 in the opening round of the state tournament. That win put Carbon into the next round to take on North St. Pete. And Carbon was defeated 2-0. Joining us right now over the phone to recap the entire season for the Emory Spartans soccer squad, we have Coach Eric Nielsen. Coach, a pleasure as always. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Jordan. It's always nice to be on here.
Yeah, well, I always look forward to talking with you, Coach, that's for sure. And unfortunately, we're wrapping up the season last week. A tough loss for the Emory Lady Spartans. You guys fall at the hands of the Carbon Lady Dinos in the opening round of the 3A State Championship Tournament. I know there were extremely high expectations for this team. And while it was a great season, Coach, tough to go out in the opening round, especially when you're a 2 seed and you lose to a 6. I mean, that's a little disheartening, to say the least.
Yeah, that was kind of a disappointing way to end our season. You know, I certainly wasn't ready to be done. The girls weren't ready to be done that early. And, you know, it was kind of a tough one to swallow. But really had a successful year, I thought, and a lot of stuff that we can take from this year and build on to get better.
You know, Coach, en route to a state championship, I've learned this over the years in watching high school and junior college sports, there's so much that happens to where you have to win games that you shouldn't win. I mean, it's almost along the lines of being lucky at some point in time. You're going to win a game that you probably shouldn't have. And as things were shaping out in this game, I mean, it became apparent to me in watching the replay of the game that was nearly this game. A lot of things went wrong for you guys, and you were still in position to get a victory.
Yeah, we had plenty of chances. Like talked off the air, a couple of balls didn't bounce our way. They kind of went in for Carbon, but we still. I thought the girls fought all the way to the end, played tough. We had several opportunities to still be able to pull it out. I just kind of thought we ran out of time there at the end and weren't quite able to finish it off.
In this game, at what point in time, Coach, did you look at it and realize, you know what, well, we're done? I mean, it was such a close game throughout, and some really oddball things happened, including one of Carbon's goals, which scored from midfield. So at what point in time did you realize you guys were up against the clock and really started to worry about not coming out with a win?
Well, you know, I was still pretty confident through the game. You know, I thought that it was our game. We were on our home field, and throughout the game, we were pushing on them and had opportunities to win. But I did know, you know, being down, we were going to have to make some changes to kind of make a push. When there was about 20 minutes left in the game, I actually made a substitution, took out one of our defenders and pushed another girl forward. Really gave our offense a boost. And it was during that time that we ended up scoring our goal and really made a game of it. And I wasn't ready to concede the game until the final clock had sounded. So I thought we were in it all the way and really had a chance to pull it off.
Now, Carbon moves on. Unfortunately, they fall to North St. Pete just this past weekend, and so we no longer have any representatives from the Castle Country in the 3A state tournament. But with that being said, you and I had talked about Carbon going in to the contest last week, and you had mentioned that they're a very, very good defensive team, and you knew it was going to be difficult to score on this squad. I mean, if you take a look at what Carbon had accomplished throughout their region, teams weren't scoring but 2 or 3 goals on them, and that was the case in the North St. Pete game. Carbon unable to score, but they only allowed 2 goals. What did Carbon do so well defensively in the game against you guys?
You know, they really packed it in there, I thought, and defensively it looks like they've strengthened their defense. Normally, a lot of teams will play with a flat four, and Carbon did that, but then it looked like they had 2 other girls in front of their defense to really solidify that. It takes a lot of your lanes away where you can normally hit the ball through the defense, having those extra girls there. And they were good at double-teaming us. When we got up onto their half of the field, they'd send two girls to the ball, wherever it was, and they did a good job of that, forcing us to get rid of the ball. And I think we're a pretty good passing team. We were able to get through that, several times to give ourselves opportunities to score, just not enough to be able to put it in the net.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Eric Nielsen of the Emory Lady Spartan Soccer Squad. Coach, let's move on and talk about, the season as a whole, because while the season did come to an end for you guys in the first round, it was highly successful. In fact, you guys are one goal away from claiming at least a share of that Region 15 crown, which says a lot, talks a lot about the progression of this program, because Manti was by far the cream of the crop. If we just go back over the last 2 years, the fact is you guys were right there with Manti. A couple of calls go your way in that last game against Manti, you probably do earn a split.
Yeah, and what a huge confidence boost for our girls. With Manti at this point, I think we have the athletes and we have the ability now to play with them. It's kind of a mental thing to be able to come out at home and play them that tough and be, right there within striking distance. I think the girls are going to come in with confidence and say, we know we can beat this team and be able to come and do it. I think a lot of it too, we're still fairly new team, young team, I guess I should say, and lots of times you have these growing pains. We've never been in a close game like that with Manti where it came down to one or two plays right at the end, and a lot of that's learning experience. And I think this game with Carbon too, if we can come away with it with the right attitude and have it as a learning opportunity, be able to gain that experience and to move on and get better from it, I think it'll overall make us a better team.
Well, let's talk about the seniors on this year's squad. They obviously played a pretty pivotal role. These are girls, a couple of them have been with you since the beginning of the program, right? You got to say goodbye to a couple, which is always the worst part about ending a high school season. Saying goodbye to those seniors, knowing that they may never play the sport organized again, and you never get to coach them again. I mean, that's always tough. It's the gift and the curse of high school sports.
Oh, yeah, it is. And, we've talked throughout the season, and I've just loved these seniors that we've had. And they really stepped up as leaders this year, and that's kind of something we've been lacking in the past. Just having that experience, girls that have been here now, this is their third season with this team. They know what to expect, and they know how to lead us out on the team. But it is, it's kind of bittersweet. It's been awesome to be able to associate with these girls and to coach them, but to have to say goodbye, that's kind of a bitter feeling.
With that being said, Coach, the players that you'll have returning next year, I mean, the future of the program is extremely bright for Emory. In fact, you and I were talking off the cuff. I mean, I think it's a perfectly reasonable expectation to say this team will compete for a region crown and a state championship next year. I mean, that's within the realm of possible.
Oh, absolutely. And that's kind of our next step. We've talked about our goals each season. I think next season now it's time we can start saying, hey, let's bring the region trophy now and let's make it deep into the playoffs. I think that's realistic for us. The girls we have coming back now next year, we have a couple of girls that are actually going to be four-year starters, which is really unheard of in high school sports, and they're leaders on this team too. The younger girls will look to them to get better, and future is very bright for us.
As far as statistically speaking, you guys were led by a freshman in goals with Alexis Winter all year long.
Oh, yeah, and, very bright spot on our team. And not only that, but Josie Funk stepped up as a junior this year and scored 15 goals. Mm-hmm. And both of those totals are more than we've had. And so to have those two high-power scorers coming back next year, we've got good girls in the midfield who really do an excellent job of passing, moving the ball up the field, setting up those girls to score. And then our defense is solid. We've got young girls that have really stepped up on defense to clean out the other team.
Coach, before I let you go, we'll talk about the off-season program for the team. Where do you guys go from here, and what are some of the things that you work on between now and next season, which will be here before we know it? I mean, it's just the way it works.
Yeah, it will. You know, it seems like it never ends. You know, we've got a lot of stuff we do in the off season. Something the girls have really enjoyed doing is in February, there's a tournament down in St. George. So it's fun to go down there in the winter and to play against some high-quality teams. And then, same thing in the summer. We have summer workouts. The girls are really committed to the sport. They have a good time. They come and enjoy being with each other and playing. But I think getting these games, getting some games in February, getting some games next the tournaments around the state, just keep playing, keep gain more experience, and it's helped us so far, and I think it's just going to help us get better again for next season.
Well, Coach, it is always fun to get you on the show. I appreciate you always making time for us throughout the season. Congratulations on really a successful year as a whole of the team, and I know we'll be talking again right before we know it.
Great. Thanks, Jordan. I appreciate all your coverage this year. I think you do a great job with your show.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Coach, and I appreciate you, because without you guys, it couldn't happen. So thank you again.
Thank you.
Again, that's Coach Eric Nielsen of the Emory Lady Spartan Soccer Squad. We've got a break for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to talk Major League Baseball. The Astros up 2-0 on the Yankees. They will look to put a stranglehold on the series tonight. The Dodgers will have that opportunity tomorrow. Steve Bordstein of Fox Sports 1340 in New Mexico will join us when we return.